Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal weekly. On the show with us this week, Veil of Maya singer Luke Magyar. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
Doing well. Thank you so much. Thanks for being on the show. Veil of Maya has released several standalone singles over the last couple of years. How do individual songs, without the context of a whole album, allow more artistic adventurousness?
I think they just help to build hype and anticipation for an album down the road, but also with kind of with the way the industry has just changed. It's just what a lot of artists are doing, and I think it makes things a little bit less stressful when it comes down to the creative side.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Veil of Maya singer Luke Magyar with us. New music from Veil of Maya, Viscera. It's Full Metal Jackie, Veil of Maya singer Luke Magyar is my guest on the show this week. And Veil of Maya is capable of incorporating different styles and complexities into its music. What tends to influence and inform the mood of the musical direction, particularly now?
Definitely just keeping up with the way things are, you know, within our own sort of realm of music, but also trying to stay on top of what's happening outside of that, even in, you know, pop culture, and then just being able to add your own twist to things and kind of pulling a lot of influences from different areas, whether it be your own life and other styles of music. And, you know, I take a lot of even lyrical inspiration from films and books. So you just kind of pick and choose whatever grabs your attention.
Luke Magyar of Veil of Maya on the show with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, music from Anthrax. Plus, we'll hear from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. Music from Pantera, Luke's pick in music. It's all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, Luke Magyar of Veil of Maya is my guest on the show this week. Luke, coronavirus affected everyone in so many ways, mentally, emotionally, financially, and creatively. How did the restrictions of the pandemic hinder or actually help the process of writing music?
So as far as what we were going through as a band, it slowed down the album process because we were away from the studio, and with the restrictions, we were unable to get into the studio atmosphere to really plug away at the rest of the album. However, I found that the isolation really allowed me time to work on my craft as a writer. It did take a lot away from my vocal training and rehearsal in that regard, but just strictly writing, I think it just kind of helped me get in my own space, refocus, and try to understand a new way to approach things because there wasn't this huge time crunch on it.
Luke Magyar from Veil of Maya with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week. Music from Testament. We'll check out a new tune from The Devil Wears Prada. More with Luke right after this. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Luke from Veil of Maya on the show with us this week. And Luke, tell us how musical and personal connection are such an important foundation for this band.
Well, everyone has something in common, whether it be a style of music that they listen to or something that kind of draws us all together. And I think at the end of the day, that tends to be pretty important, because when you get away from the music and the creative process, you really want something that's going to help everyone bond. You know, times tend to get a little bit rough on the road and you're kind of just cooped up, traveling around, and things aren't really as extravagant or luxurious as what the outside viewers and listeners might think it is. So sometimes just the downtime to have like a movie to throw on that everyone's paying attention to and hanging out together to watch is really helpful.
Luke Magyar from Veil of Maya with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, gonna check out a new tune from Gojira and their amazing new record, Fortitude. Plus, we'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal pick of the week, and more with Luke. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Veil of Maya singer Luke Magyar on the show with us this week. And talk about, you know, we talked about it earlier. When you guys, you know, release, you guys are doing things a little bit differently in terms of like just releasing songs. Do you feel like the coronavirus and this whole pandemic sort of is going to change the way that you guys look at how you release music in general in the future?
Well, having more standalone singles was something that we were trying to work towards already. So this may have just expedited that process and sort of made it happen now, whereas it may have been more of a focus on, you know, later albums down the road. But yeah, I think at this point, we'll probably see more of, you know, two or three singles before an album actually comes out, if not more.
Luke Magyar from Veil of Maya with us. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. I really appreciate it, and good luck to you.
Thanks for having me.
Music from Testament and more up next.